Okay, Ion, welcome aboard.
Hey, how's your mama name?
Awesome.
So, Ion, does RNA drops have ribose? Is the sugar in RNA drops turned into ribose?
Well, you said it right when you said, is it turned into? Actually, it's a different form of sugar. The insulinose, it's not going to make exact a ribose. It's going to be a variegation of ribose.
When we do the next round of testing on RNA drops where they keep not finding anything, and we specifically ask for them to find a ribose or a ribose-like compound, will they find that?
Would you like that?
I think so. It's time for validation. Validation time.
But it's been great fun having something that is not in a people.
Oh, I know. I know.
The true part, sons of God.
Yeah, but what happens, Junie and I constantly have to explain to people about the RNA drops. Well, they're not really anything, but they do everything, and some people cannot twist around that sort of supposed seeming discrepancy.
So in your words, then, we should join them in arguing for their limitation?
No, we should just say, well, we knew this all along, and you weren't able to figure it out, so here you go. Ha, ha, ha.
Okay, then let's go at it this way. Let's play, wouldn't it be nice if? Wouldn't it be nice if you had testing that showed your substance was a base level cell impactor? And how can you prove that with your already established historical saved strata of generations? And those alone stand and prove that they have a dynamic and prolific effect on the cells, the cellular level, then that'll have to stand. And now they still won't believe you, but that's okay, because then when they come back and go, oh, so that's what this is. Because you see, they were still using DNA to get the baby daddy out of prison when it wasn't his baby. They weren't using the RNA. Now no one speaks of DNA. That's all but a lost art. Now, hit Google. Everything is RNA, RNA, RNA.
Okay.
So you want a form that shows the base level. So you're trying to prove that RNA drops in combination with lysine changes the cellular structure of the human body. Something like that, do?
You want a form that shows the base level. By the base level, do you mean what the various parts of the RNA drops are? The lysine's there, a sugar's there like ribose, yet it's testing. We know that it tests very low, low, low for glucose. It's high, 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 and then the I cells eat up the sugar and change it into ribose. So are we going to find out all that on our scientific testing?
If you like, no problem, but we don't see the point. We can arrange it. Not a problem. It's easy.
Oh, yeah,
that'll
okay.
do it. That'll do it. That's what'll do it. You know, but you can't prove there's sugar in sugar smacks. Okay? No, just saying. You can't prove there's sugar in sugar smacks today. And yet they're called sugar smacks. Mm-hmm. And they are indeed free.
They're free?
But sweet.
Mm-hmm. Well, they probably have sugar substitutes in there.
Okay.
I'm looking up the ingredients in Sugar Smacks. It's always an incredible revelation to look at the ingredients of these things. First ingredient is whole grain oats, and the second is sugar. The third is modified corn starch, which is another sugar. The third is honey, which is another sugar. The fourth is brown sugar syrup, which is, so that's four sugars. That would make it the top ingredient, not the second, third, fourth, fifth ingredient. And then it goes on from there. So there is sugar in sugar smacks.
Correct, but you can't prove there's sugar. Send them out for testing and try to prove there's sugar in sugar smacks. They can't prove it's sugar. They'll call it something else. They'll modify it.
Well, they have here, yeah, modified cornstarch, honey, brown sugar syrup. Okay, I get you. Okay. Been nice engaging with you, Ion. It's always a pleasure.
Well, no, it's just the whole point. The whole point is if you're asking the question is which word does it take to convince little man that RNA drops prolifically change their life? And if they try them, then they do and they do. You notice you don't have anybody grumbling that are engaging in the drops. They're not complaining. They're happy. They're on it. It's no problem. You just watch your Reeboks. They go off the shelf because it's a more economical way for them to engage them and have them. But those that aren't engaging them, there may not be enough words to prove to them that it is. And then we say the energy that it takes to prove to them that it is, you can put it in production and just make more products available for those that are engaging. You know how we feel. We say the little man's going to be gone soon anyway, so it really doesn't make any difference to us. But you're still engaging, so we'll still play with the little one.
Yeah, it's funny. Most of what I want to do in terms of streamlining the business entails not having to answer emails. So if I get too many emails asking me a certain question, I say, okay, let's change the product then. Okay, fine. And that's how we have our escalation and improve our product. I get
that's
frustrated.
That's your entire research and development program.
Right.
Too many emails makes this a priority, and we take that out. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
There you go. Wonderful.
Yeah, folks, keep sending in those negative emails. They do work.
Yes, indeed. Hey,
seven.
Bob, did you learn anything, Bob?
No, not yet.
He wasn't listening.
I'm setting it up. Setting it up.
This is Barbara. I'm in Eureka.
Eureka. Have you been over the bridge yet?
Yeah, we went over the bridge to Samoa, passed over Indian Island, but there's no way to get onto Indian Island unless you climb over a barbed wire fence.
Okay, you can do that. You can go through the barbed wire fence, too, sideways. You know, hold it up and down and step through it.
And then what am I supposed to do once I'm in there?
What would you like to do, darling?
I don't know. You told me to go there. Is there a specific reason I should go there?
The reason you went there the first time was for closure regarding significant events that you would like to recall.
So it's going through like a portal to go to
see that's as straightforward as we can get in this private venue in front of everybody.
Yes, got it. So I'll automatically kind of find it. I'll be drawn to it.
Well, you got there, darling. So that's a good day.
It's a very good day. Okay.
This is your desire. Hold on. We're already sated. You're not. You wanted to get happy. You wanted closure. You wanted to get to it, and we told you how to do it. That was many do's ago. Now that do is due. So you're there.
You're there, Barbara. Why don't you disconnect?
Yeah, she's not there. Oh, she's not there. Sorry.
This is Sandra.
Sandra from Georgia.
Sandra from Georgia, yes.
Hey, Sandra from Georgia.
I've been speaking to the angels ever since I was 18 years old.
Bullshit.
Oh, okay,
sorry,
no. Wait,
I thought I was on mute. I thought I was fucking on mute commenting to Carol, but we could take it.
And what I'd like to know is, have they ever assisted me?
No.
Bob, no. Mute yourself.
Oh, sorry. I was muted. Damn.
He still has his European motif on, where like New Yorkers, he curses at everyone and then says good morning.
I hope that's not a silly question, but I've always wondered. I did it because I just knew to do it, but I just wonder what type of impact that's had in my life.
The reason to speak to angels would not be to impact your life, it would be to direct them.
Okay, have I ever done that?
You just told us you did.
Well, yes.
So if you don't know, then we may not be able to convince you. But yes. Let's go back. You, at 18 years old, decided that it was the fastest path to your joy to talk to angelic beings. Yes?
Yeah.
You were asking questions originally, and the asking was what?
I was asking, did my doing that impact my life?
It is impacting your life. It has impacted your life. There's a better way of doing it, however, that Bob has, if he'll share it. He may not share it. You know how crossy it can be sometimes. Of speaking to angels and how effectually to do it. Then angels speak. We've kind of gone over that. It will help you clarify the thing that you're doing. You just did it by rote, but you want to know the PhD course of engaging angels, like calling out specific angels and what their purpose is. And Revelation chapter 23, we lay it out specifically what this is all about. So you can sort of get a feel for why it was important for you to speak to them and why it is that you were trying to accomplish something. And we find it interesting that you, since 18, have decided that your life is necessary to do this. And now, just now, you're asking if it's the right thing to do. We find that intriguing.
I knew it was the right thing to do.
Okay, then go with that. Then it's the right thing to do. And we love it when you come into Ion. We don't give a happy damn what you say. We're going to do it. If we don't speak to the angels, the rocks are going to cry out. If we don't come into our place of power, we're absolutely going to fall asunder. That's what we like. Then you're coming into your place of power. Then there's not enough angels in heaven or hell to have any impact or effect on what you're doing. So you're on the right path. Continue. Don't make such a to-do over it. And start engaging this power. Pick it up. It's half as good as you think it is. Get on with it.
Okay.
Because then what happens is, instead of having confabs with the angels, you could tell the angels what you want done. And they do it right then. And there ain't no sweet by and by. It ain't no dirty here and now. You get it right now. Right, done, next, case.
In directing the angels, am I doing that through my angel talk?
Sure, you speak to them, yes.
Am I thinking what I need for them to do?
Never. Thinking is what made you a little man in the first place. Angels bow before God. And unfortunately, the angels know the scriptures better than you.
Okay.
Roxy, do you have anything to say? You're calling in from Berlin.
I was intrigued by what you said, that the electricity is the fallen state.
Yeah.
That electricity is separation, and I would like to know more about that.
The separation of electricity or the little fall of little man?
The fall.
You, from the Garden of Eden, separated yourself from your power. You're God. You're creating the image of God. The reason you're not God is because you separated from your power. You're so much God that you were able to separate yourself from your power. That's the ultimate God. So you separated, and then you wrote history. You created time to engage it. It's a limit. You created time to say, okay, I'm going to do it for this long. And then soon there'll be a time on earth when time shall be no more. Then time's up. Then you come back to being a God, or you separate yourself from your life force in total. As God, you're able to do that. That's how much God you are. So, our conversation is to remind you to look at your history to say, every point, every single point, every religion, every one of them, all of them, come back to say, come into your place of power, come into your place of power, come into your place of power. You are fallen in a fallen state of grace. You provided the grace and the groovy gravy. So, like Hansel and Gretel, don't eat the breadcrumbs on the path. It'll show you how to get back to God. The earth is in a blaze. The earth is in a maze. Sam Cooke is on the Ionic 2010 YouTube channel.
And could you talk more about the fusing of non-physical with the chip body?
We're done with the chip body. The android means failed miserably. The only mechanical bride left is the Bob, and that's the battery-operated boyfriend.
So now we're into the mystery body.
We buried them with Bob's five bodies. They were purple, so we buried them. Alas, poor Plantagenets, we knew them well.
That means we're in the exotic time now, no time?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're asking as a turn in taxes, maybe. But if not, no.
Can you expand on what you said, that the earth is in a blaze and a maze?
Sam Cook. I mean, Sam Cook, it's a song.
Sam Cook.
How ironic.
So the,
you too. Don't
okay,
miss it. See there. It's also found on the Lady Killers soundtrack. Tom Hanks.
Is there a reason why you took the plane out?
Yes.
Can you tell us the reason?
To show you that it is. You're still having quantitative questions of all this stuff that is or is not. And we just had to take a little something, show you a little something, to show you that a little something could be, and that this world, as you know it, is not.
Is it like a hologram?
It's not like a hologram. It is a hologram.
Okay, I thought I asked that before. I thought you said no, but okay.
It wasn't then, but it is now.
Did we shift into another world?
Yes.
That's what I thought, because this doesn't seem like the world we started out with.
Exactly. Mm. Now, welcome to his world.
I'm in his world now?
Archivally speaking, you'll have to go back to hear the recorded version of this live broadcast performed live in front of a recorded studio audience.
Barbara, you're a smart person. And follow up on Roxy's themes. Roxy's moved us into this mystery body is gone. Come on, deal with that. Do you think the chemical bodies merge with the chip body? Remember when Ian talked about that?
We put the shangles in Shangri-La.
You mean like the iPhone and all that? Or you have the connected with the wire?
Got rid of it.
That's
all passé.
That's all
passé. This is a new. We haven't
right.
got to this stage. It just happened now. Right now.
Okay.
Third hour.
When the Vatican comes looking for the stuff, Bob, are you going to tell them you got it?
Yeah, I got the residue.
Oh, nice. You're not supposed to say all that, Bob. You just tell everything. We can't tell everything.
Well, that's why we get you to end up counter up the ante by claiming that the Android meme is kaput. No chip body.
Yeah,
forced you.
We'll get Gomer to put you under a citizen's arrest. Tell him too much.
Ian, did you say the mystery body was purple?
Yeah, it's purple. It's dead. We buried it. Gone.
Yeah, so Bob, the mystery body is dead too.
Gone.
Yeah, mystery body. Gone. But Ian said that the future would be the chip body merging with the chemical body. I'm trying to get that statement corrected or elaborate on.
Now you can only move with the cloud. You created the cloud. You moved everything to the cloud. Now stand back. Too late. All done.
Okay, it's too late for the little man, right?
Dude. So long, and thanks for all the fish.
So just to review also, the chip body merging with the chemical body is not happening either.
We didn't say it's not happening. It may have already happened.
Okay, well, to some people. Is that the transhumanism stuff?
We would actually call it transcivicism.
Yeah, the world of mortar. That'd be the
That's
world
right.
of mortar.
Very, very good, Bob. He's been gone for a while, but if you can't get the grammar out of Bob, but you can get the grammarian out of him. So.
Well, Bob, explain that. What do you mean, more mortar?
I have no idea. I'm just kidding. I just say the word.
I just make
that
word.
Have a good back and say the right word.
We were just complimenting his diction. We weren't adding anything but Darwin's words. Delicious. It's euphoric.
So,
Ian,
where do we go from here?
You just stay here. You don't need to go from here. You just stay here.
That's right. You can just hang out with us.
Hang out with us.
You got anything better? We got Laffer's ice cream.
Laffer's ice cream right here in Maui. Wonderful ice cream. Yeah, the problem is, where's your husband and kid? That's your problem, Barbara. You're here. You're staying here, but you haven't brought your family. Get your family's asses in here so that they can be tuned into you.
Okay, well, Jim's working his way. He wants to have the right questions and be able to speak comfortably with you guys. I say just
No, that doesn't matter. That's the big delusion, that you got to speak properly or have the right questions. You just need to say words.
You don't even have to talk right.
Hey, Barbara, Roxy's Mexican, Spanish, German, French. You speak 100 fucking languages, and she gets all mixed up, and she still communicates. So you got to get like that.
Okay.
There, Sharon.
That's Morgan.
Max has jumped in before, so I'll just have him jump in more.
Well, we pay your respects first.
All right, well, here's Jim. He can say hello at least.
How you doing, Bob? I haven't talked to you in a long time. And how you doing, Ion?
Here we are, fine, and you are well?
Yeah, I am very well. I'm taking some days off and enjoying Eureka.
Eureka. What fun things did you lose that you would like to find?
Huh.
You don't have to get your
questions.
I think
I would like to find some peace, some days off.
We can get you a peace. We can ask you questions. You won't have to ask us questions. It'll be great fun. This peace that you desire, will it come from inside out or outside in? If we're going to get it to you, we'd like to deliver it in a form that you would prefer.
Probably from the inside out.
Okay. Now, next question. You find yourself in Eureka, and you find yourself on the ground, do you?
I'm pretty grounded.
No, we didn't ask that. We're not speaking electrically. We're saying on the ground.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
On the ground.
On the ground floor.
Yeah. Very wonderful. Good. Now, next phase. Do you find it different or an uncommon ground?
Yes, I do.
Good. The transient position. And when you're in a transient position and it feels different and you can notice the difference that it feels, then embrace it. Don't make it a to-do, because you're easy to make things a thing. This time, don't make things a thing. Let them flow naturally. We got this, actually. And so, well, I mean, it's the fact that you're sitting here chatting with us ought to tell you something. It hasn't been your purview so far, so that's okay, because we knew for a moment like this it's fine, because all this is for you, okay? And under the circumstances, we've been incredibly patient. We're not even a doctor. Dr. Dean is, but we are not. So the good news is you are in a bit of an evolution. And we can, if you'd like, provide you this peace that you are prospecting. That's the way to say that, too, because you're still negotiating the peace that you already have to decide if it's enough peace or a right peace or an okay peace or am I going to get over the things that I've been drugged through so far, and it's all the baggage that I'm dragging around going to apply to this baggage that's there, and did I sweat the pipe enough to make it stay, and if it's going to leak, is it going to cause a flood, am I probably responsible, and how many gauge is the gauge of 2-point reduction?
I think I'm following you.
Good. Now, the warm part of this becomes, okay, and so this piece that I'm engaging, I'd like it to be happy, because you can get so peaceful that you're numb. It's called neuropathy. That's not what you're asking for, but by definition, it's what you could receive. But we know better, and we are soft with this process because we want you, because of her, happy. The best choice you've made so far is her. But then again,
oh,
she chose you. Well, she chose you, so you don't even get that one, but that's okay. Support that. It'll serve you. Then what happens is it becomes a comfort. That's what you're after. So you could almost change your peace back into a more comfort. Because if you were more comfortable, you wouldn't require peace, would you?
That's true.
Therefore, we will work on this for you, and when you receive it, then you can engage us again.
That sounds great.
Marvelous. Enjoy your time.
I definitely will. And thank you for...
Find Blue Taffy.
Blue Taffy.
Yes.
Okay.
This is Randy. Thank you for sending me to Hendersonville. I'm starting to enjoy it now.
It is wonderful, isn't it? We knew you'd like it.
So now that I've met one of the movie people here,
yeah.
You had mentioned in my session that I would find infamosity more suited than famosity.
Yes.
So I was wondering if you could elaborate on that.
You'll find the answer to that in Bat Cove.
Bat Cove?
Yes. Go to Bat Cave and you'll find Bat Cove. It's also in the smoking room at the Biltmore Estate in the main house. It's the room right behind the billiard room, called a smoking room. Go
okay,
there.
Okay, get it. All right. The smoking room behind the billiard room?
In the main house.
Okay.
I have a question that's simple for Ion. I went to see a songwriter perform, and I thought he liked me in particular. And I want to know if he liked me in particular, or is it the same kind of liking he does with all the girls?
No, he finds you mysterious. He finds you alluring and mysterious.
How can I follow up on that? Because I find him brilliant and alluring and mysterious myself.
Well, have him. Just have him. You can have him if you want him.
How exactly do I go about that?
Child, if we got to tell you how to do that, we got to start way back before this year. It's a simple process. When you engage another human, they will respond. Show yourself friendly. Present your demands. They follow.
Okay. Give me some suggestions.
Take that moneymaker. You didn't expect that one, did you?
Just give me some hints.
Engage. Find him delicious, and next thing you know, he'll find you delicious. Be in his gaze.
Give me some suggestions as to how to make that possible.
You know where they are? Go there.
Could be anywhere. He's touring.
Then go there.
And just say, hi, remember me?
Hey, darling, how you doing? So it's a long time to lay my eyes on your handsomeness.
You think he'll remember me?
You shake the moneymaker, right, he will.
What is that?
It's push.
Let's see. We're not sure. We'll have to go to anatomy and... might get into physical anatomy and sort of work out the fiddle of particulars on that. I suggest you should probably schedule a consultation with Dr. Dean, and maybe in anatomy she can clearly and legibly define your moneymaker.
Okay, I'll ask her.
When she tells you what it is, you shake it. You'll be all right.
I got it now. I understand that now.
Hey,
I understand.
Show yourself friendly. That's all they want. They want to be included, and if you find him delicious, then that's the point of delicious.
There's a bit of a distance between where I am now and where he is.
That's your choice, not his.
You don't think that's rather forward, and he might think I'm a stalker?
Not if you shake the moneymaker, right? Honey, it ain't rape if you're a willing victim.
I just want to go to Starbucks with him.
Invite him. Send him an email and say, hi. Tell him those words. I find you yummy. I'm doing some basic research, and I'd like to look at your body to make sure that you don't have any ulcerations or any aneurysms that needed addressing or looking at.
I'm not interested in talking to him about those things.
You didn't ask that. You said how to get his attention. That's how to get his attention.
Well, I can do that, though.
That's how to do it.
Okay.
Now, whether or not you're interested in all that, that's what you find out once you get to Starbucks, Billy Bob.
One more question, and then I'll let you go talk to the other people.
You're fine. I like talking to you.
You do?
Sure we do, honey.
That makes me feel real good.
Good.
I appreciate that. The question is, I think he's the greatest living songwriter. That's what it is.
Okay.
I said, I get my picture taken with you. And he said, do you have a significant other? And I didn't know if that meant to take the picture or if it was, did I have a significant other?
It's, do you have a current lover?
Oh, it wasn't somebody to take the picture. Okay. Oh, and I walked away. Oh, dear. All right. Thanks, Zion. I appreciate it.
Hey, Stephanie, what's the name of the singer?
I'm not telling you his name. He's the greatest living songwriter.
Is he older? Is he over 70 years old?
He's older than me. He's a lot older than I am.
So you can tell us the greatest singer, do you think?
Well, I just think he's just a brilliant songwriter.
What's his name?
I'm not saying it because then he, I don't know, he may.
It might work for you. You say his name, he'll come to you. You email it to me then.
Okay.
Then Bob will play it on next week's archive. It'll be great. You'll love it.
Bullshit.
And he'll go get him and have him on the show.
I don't betray the clients.
To say that there's people interested in him that he doesn't know yet. The people that don't even know.
Yeah, but he's just making up stuff. He's out of control. It's not true.
It's country music, though, kind of. And, Ian, I want to tell you that I started listening to some of the music that you've spoken of. And it led me down some interesting ways, and I just found some songs I was in love with, like Angel Band. Do you know that
song?
Oh,
yeah. George Jones, yeah.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my gosh, it gave me chills.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
It's amazing. And going a little further back and getting some of the original Dottie Rambo stuff is out of this world.
Well, I'm starting to sing some of that stuff, so I really, really have enjoyed it.
Go back to the days of Buck and Dottie Rambo. It gets even better.
Because, I mean, I'm just, like, all over that stuff now. I love to sing that. It's just great.
Are you Stephanie?
Yeah.
And the Fasola.
I listen to, but that's hard. That's hard stuff to listen to.
It'll get into you. You don't listen to Fasola. Fasola listens to you.
I'll do more Fa So La, but then it's real hard to sing it. I wouldn't even try to sing it.
You shouldn't. You shouldn't engage it yet. Go to Shoal Creek. Shoal Creek. That'll help you.
Okay.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
On the recording you just played, Ian said violence. It's this new word. Could you talk more about that?
I think it's a food. We might develop it later in the tape, or we did play it. It's a food, Ion, isn't it?
Bion. It's
Biddles. Yeah, like Twickies or what are those things
a
that
choice,
guy died in San Francisco on them?
No. It's a choice of each, a selection. Hors d'oeuvres would be served as Bion.
You're over-exaggerating the significance of it, Roxy. Move back to electricity separateness question. Probe that electricity separateness. You got somewhere there, yeah? And agreed.
And the crowd erupts in elation.
So we created the electric environment to go back to us, to the source.
To get you back to you, yes. That's all we've been trying to do since Itch. We got here before Scratch. We got here at Itch.
And now that there is Coldplay, is this electronic environment then disappearing?
You should go at it a different way.
He has to translate into eight languages, Ion, and figure out which one
we understand. That's the reason we said Sarah Sharon.
Rush, are you saying you're disappearing under electric conditions, or something is?
No, because now there is Coldplay already.
Coldplay, right, yeah.
So is this new technology making the electronic separation default state.
No more, right? Making electronic separation no more. Right, ion,
it's
the ICEL makes separation
it's replacing
no more.
It's replacing the separation. It's not making it no more. It's replacing separation. It's taking the rat out of separate.
And that's what Steve Jobs doesn't get yet. He's still in JW's vase trying to figure out why his iPhone ate our iPhone.
He's an amazing Amari Earn, JW.
Amari Earn.
I'm not on mute?
You're on
you're
on mute.
Oh, okay. Sarcasm where you signify something where I'm not on mute by showing the stupid.
No, you're totally on mute.
Aware of the president.
This is fucking Kiggy, right? This is Kiggy. Let me find what.
I guess so. I'm just trying to figure out what's interesting tonight. Ion, what's
Well, we're going to mute
Joe
you. You are fucking so stupid.
Yo Gotti.
Where, I guess we'll see where he speaks. I have to figure out. Oh, there he is. He's Thomas Cross. So he's the guy typing, I am not afraid, on the chat line.
Afraid. What should I be afraid of?
Fear.
Why are you declaring?
The Russian? Should I be afraid of the
Russian? You haven't muted him yet. You haven't found him yet.
I know. I can't find him, Gene. Help me find him. I can't figure out what number he's on.
Oh,
here it is. I found him. I got him. I fucking got him. I got him.
Yay.
Build it to the sky. Watch it on down.
Ion, Roxy's got a question.
Yeah.
You just pay attention.
But you say this, the new music listens to you.
That would be interesting to you as a composer.
But is this new music nor only language, or is any sound?
Music is neither.
So how do you define the new music?
The frequency. It's how you get your freak on. It's how you get your freak on is a frequency.
Freak on.
Freak on. Frequency. Yeah.
What was happening, Ion, with the door locking? All these funny interruptions that Roxy and I had in Berlin. What was that about?
You were trying to place. You couldn't place. You know how in your house everything has a place, and you put it out of place, you notice it? Well, you had a placing issue.
But we learned how to handle it.
Right. You placed it.
Oh, we placed it. Okay, we learned how to place it. That's what stepping back out of the parallel world. Okay, good.
Same thing you did when you killed Chris Story.
That's right. I saw him that day, and he died a few months later. The day I saw him, April 4th, 2010. 2008. April 4th, 2008 was the day Mrs. McLuhan died. You know, I was his last best friend. He realized that there was a nice person in the world, and now he could die. He could commit suicide. That's what happened there. So there is one honest man in the world. His name is Bob Dobbs. And he experienced me on that day, and he died shortly after.
Mm.
He was happy to go.
Spoken deliciously from the last dark soul.
He was, or I was?
You are. Spoken deliciously from the last dark soul.
You know what that means, Bert? That means, or Bart, that means that I'm...
You have taken your power as a little man, or...
Yeah. Yeah, I've taken my power. The angels don't like that. They're looking for guys who take their power, or maybe occasional woman, though. We can't count on the women to accomplish much in this late stage of the patriarchy, but... I took my power, and the angels get pissed. So they're looking for whoever has taken their power to snuff them as fast as possible. Did you get that complex statement I made, Bart? I said, we can't expect much from women. You know why?
Why?
Because they're not interested in men anymore. They're not interested in the patriarchy. They're arriving in their own new land.
They're in a monarchy.
Yeah.
We should not think of us as men or women. Now, right?
That's right. That's what we say in the video. Don't use those gender categories or physical categories. Don't work anymore.
Yeah, what's that have to do with expecting anything from women?
I don't know. That's a minute ago. We're not in that thinking that way anymore. Don't try to connect what we said to what we're saying now.
That's in the past already.
Yeah, that's how fast the past shows up. And when you step into parallel worlds and out again, that's the rapidity you live at.
Ion, is that a benefit of living in a holographic world?
Looking for the stone, also known as Daniel saw the stone.
Right.
wear your power, and you don't have to hide it in the Ark of the Covenant. That's the whole point of the Levitical hyperbole. Yeah, so it's nonsense. There's something outside is going terribly wrong, other than you took your hat off and forgot where you placed it, and you're constantly spending the rest of eternity looking for your damn cat. Well, if you're looking for the stone, you may now have it. The one that was rolling through Babylon. The one that's coming to tear down the kingdoms of this world. You see?
We'll see.
I forgot. Is Babylon the United States?
Babylon is a construct. Anything Babylonian means outside of its own power. They said that all the power was in Babylon. Babylon was where all the other gods hung out. Laman saw Babylon as everything untrue, godly. Baal, the god, would have lived in Babylon, or a Babylonian, although Babylonian gods would have come from. Everything north of the ancient Samaritan Hebrews would have been Babylonian.
Okay.
Not to be confused with Bolognese, which we really enjoy very thoroughly.
Is there significance to all the symbolism about, like, Babylon and all the, like,
well, it's Illuminati symbolic, that symbolism.
Okay, well, all the, like, ritual-type stuff that's going on through the music videos and Super Bowl and...
We do that. We laughed. Bob said years ago, he was talking about how ridiculous that the Android meme, once loose to its own devices, would eat itself. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. Now, you can ask him, he don't know anything now, but in those days, he actually knew things. He said the Android meme would eat itself. It would gobble itself up. And it would basically, it would have to pay to itself. And now, and you mentioned the Super Bowl, now, instead of charging or being invited or being the biggest thing going, you get invited to be on the short list to entertain at halftime for the Super Bowl, and then they have to ask you to pay. So we'd like to invite you to the reception, and you can pay for it when you come.
Do they pay to be on it?
They have to pay to be on it this year.
Oh, like a big commercial.
Well, it's very expensive, but if you play, you have to be invited, and if you're invited, you have to pay to play, which is what Bob said all along. It'd be funny if it weren't so sad.
Okay, but you said you put messages through there. Is that what you said?
We do. We sure do.
Okay, so the message you're trying to show is that the Babylon construct is false and that...
It's fleeting. The Babylon is fleeting. It fell. I mean, it's the same thing, this was a terrible mistake, but it's the same thing as a voicemail. Now, listen to this now. You take a voicemail, and you call someone, you leave a message. Okay, no one listens to voicemails except for Bob, and that's 3 weeks later. Don't count him to return them because we just delete. He has to let them play so he can delete them because he doesn't know how to do the whole click a button and make them all go away. But don't get him started because he's doing the best he can with the limited resources which Carol has made available for him to work with, however. So... No one listens to voicemails. They don't know anything about them. They don't care. Now, here you go. Now, listen now. You call somebody. You want to say something to them. You want to speak to them. They're not there to be spoken to. So the Android meme allows you to speak to the box. The box holds that then. Listen now. Yeah, we're only doing this once. The box allows them to hold that then. Then was when you called. Until they could retrieve then. Now, when they retrieve then they are no longer now. They are then. So you have spacers and slots. And the reason that was developed and created so you could get used to having delayed receptions of then. Delayed receptions of then. So when you slip in time or have time slips, which is also a very false premise, then what happens is you get used to it. So now slipping of time keeps on slipping into the future. So something as ridiculous as a voicemail allowed you to get comfortable with not having a set then? If you have no set then, how would you gauge time? But see, in
right.
that window, it's the degree of separation because you can't answer it anyway. Anyway.
That's what you're saying, though.
Ta-da! Otherwise, why create a voicemail? What did you do before you had a voicemail? You called them back. Then they were home, they answered. Now you pay the phone company to make your phone not ring.
Yeah, and people use the device mainly they send texts instead of just talking directly to someone to put up another wall between them.
Bob, wait, let's do Bob. Bob, explain text versus speech. As an arterial defect, describe it. As an arterial defect.
Well, you're not using your full sugary vagina walls when you're texting. When you're speaking, you use your vagina walls, and that is more effective. That leads to transversative interaction and affects preceding causes.
But both can end in orgasm, can they not?
That remains to be seen. We haven't decided to allow that or not yet.
Isn't the point of the pleasure centers that are achieved with the sugary vagina walls, isn't the point of that interaction to be able to nut?
Yes, yeah, you're
okay.
So
if that's the end result of the pleasure center of the goal, what you're saying is it hasn't been decided completely if the chase is more fun than the catching.
Yes, but I was thinking that complete with a chemical body.
Y'all like that? Wasn't that fun? It won't be on the archive, don't worry.
Wow.
Basically just saying the speaking is when you're actually connecting with a person live, and then the text is you're not.
Live is not live. Live is not live. Live is not live.
You're not live
point.
Now?
No, you're a tape recorder.
You're recorded. We're live. You all are recorded.
Oh, my God.
This is why we're so smart. We've done this already. This is a rerun for us.
So we're just retracing this and we don't remember?
Yeah. That's the pit bull. The one. Timber. Pit bull. It's going down. It's going down. Bob's got it. We're going to create a night. You won't remember.
He's watching me go over the computer. He says, Bob's got
I'll
it.
I'll be the one you can't forget.
Yeah, I am something.
It's going down. I'm yelling.
You better
move.
You better dance.
You won't remember.
Nice one. Very good, Sarah. Thank you for your front placing.
Invocation. Now, so you're going to make a night you're not going to remember. Let's make a night you won't remember. You do that all the time. But it's going down. We're yelling timber. Notice how this entire thing has shifted and changed. Used to, it was coming to your power, and oh, won't it be wonderful then, and you are creating the image of God, and won't it be sweet if you can get you some of those RNA drops, and won't it be fine if you could ever get some completement formulas, and oh, if we could just have a little sip of that living water Oh, just a little drop down our throat holes to make us come back to our place of power. Oh, but the manna from heaven could fall one more time as it did long ago. The cloud of glory that it could be moved on these compassionate ones one more time before they shake themselves and wish not that the spirit had departed from them. Now, all of a sudden, you notice we don't really care. We're already broke out with it. It's wonderful. Now it is.
The thing is, the shift has already happened. The guts is empty, and now we're in a holographic world.
He said do. He said yes.
Do. Head up on the weekend.
So really, we can't do anything wrong. It's just a holographic world, and we can, here's what I'm thinking. And whatever we think, and using our power to create will happen.
You do that already.
Well, I know you do that already, but it seems like it's happened a lot quicker. It's happening.
I've had this power all along, but this power seems more powerful lately since this power is the power that I've had all along. And since I now know that I had this power, it seems quicker. It's a quicker power. It's not a bigger power or a better power. It's not a superpower. It's a quicker power. And I just love this power that I can now power up my power. So I'm using my power to make my power be more powerful.
Okay.
We're for it.
And we got the blue coffee already.
Yeah, more power to you.
Robin Williams, you said he left because he couldn't handle the shift. Is there anything else you want to say about that, or why other, or reflect upon why other people are leaving? They can't handle the shift.
Well, we said that all the little men are going. That you're either going to come into your place of power, or you're done. Period. And that's why we've ceased pining for them. We used to, when we in the future had fireside chats with Dr. Dean, we actually embraced the little ones. But you notice now, not so much anymore. You know, you don't like the taste of Remag? No, just don't take it. You'll be all right. It'll be over soon.
Right.
Don't worry about it. But if you can find a way to engage it, then that's wonderful. Congratulations. Bring it on. But no longer think that there are industries or constructs that are going to move heaven and earth to please and delight you. But that's contraindications of exactly what you're saying. You're saying, wait a second. I'm the marvelous creator. Why can't I create what I want the way I want it? Why can't I have relight that doesn't taste like possum urine? I'd like that. Okay. We're not sure what possum urine tastes like, but it's a nice thing to think about. But if we don't have to build a sugar wall base to place it in for you to consume it, then there should be a simple way to shift the molecular structure that overcomes or overtakes your sensory perception of taste. But now be careful, because that takes us all the way back to neuropathy, where we can fix it where you don't taste anything. That's not what you're asking for. You lost the bitter with the sweet. That's the only way you know hot is from cold. So the contrast might be from a mineral base that allows you to embrace it at that level. But once your body responds and capitulates, especially more and more you come into your place of power, the more you start, say, feeding your oats or becoming godlike, then when you can have a bladder that can hold urine for 3 weeks like Bob's, then you'll know what it's all about.
Okay, you mentioned the neuropathy because I was talking about that today. I have that issue with my feet. So you're saying it's a mineral-based issue?
Of course.
I should take more.
Eureka.
All right, well, Eureka. Okay, I'm here. So what does that have to do with my feet?
You should increase the amount of mineral deficient things that you're addressing.
So more Remag, more Relight.
Do.
Got it. Okay. I had another question, but I forgot.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you've had a lot of time.
So we also told you, this is important, Bob, because you've been gone a lot of yagging around, blowing up stuff, so...
I've been looking at my royalty checks.
Yeah. You can see paradise through the dashboard light. How wonderful. So we talked. told you specifically to go to Eureka, and we told you specifically what to do. Do you know what we told you specifically to do?
Go to Indian Island.
And barbed wire stands between you and destiny.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
That's not the first time you heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be able to go between the fence or through the fence.
Either way you like, whatever. However you want to navigate bobbedness, things that are bobbed, however you want to navigate those, caveat emptor.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so then I want to make sure that I can get back.
Well, no, wait now. Well, hold on. Just a second now. There weren't qualifications. In that conversation, it was very clear. Easy. It wasn't tied, it was game.
It wasn't tied, it was gained?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was confused when you said caveat.
Caveat emptor is Latin for buyer beware.
So that's what we're talking about, the fence, and then you said caveat emptor. So
yeah,
then I
caveat
was
emptor. That's regarding things that are bobbed. Bobbed
okay,
wire.
So
be very wary if you're fooling with Bob. Be careful if you don't mess with Bob. All Bobs.
Yeah, look what happened to Roxy. Roxy's, what is she? She's ascending. You don't want to ascend.
Careful navigating the Bob wire. And then for a walk on this island, into the trees or just into the fields?
Okay, so now, in this recorded segment, they're asking you if you know what we already told you then to do for now that was then. And now you're asking if that then was the now that we could know then that we said then now, we're supposed to do that was.
Yes, go ahead.
Good, okay. So walk to the trees, walk to the canine, go through the fence any way you can, fly over the fence, or take a balloon. So never mind. But you must go past Bob.
Okay.
Okay, once you get past that, then you go to walk around. Please don't be in a hurry, just enjoy it. And then go to the tree line and look around. It'll be fun.
Okay. I will
you
do that.
You had an onerous desire that you asked us to complete a task on your sled. We did it then. You're
okay.
Saying you this long to get there. We've been held in abeyance until now. Well, I guess we've been held in abeyance until then. No. Wait. Our then was now. Then. So now then. Now then. That now is then. Okay. So we did that, what you asked us to do, and we're not going into the specifics because that was then, not now. Oh, wait, now. Oh, wait, yes. Okay, so we completed that then. Now you're catching up to now. So it's been held in abeyance now then. So this now then is just like that now then, only you've caught up to it. And you're asking us if it's live. Okay, we ask you, do you recall what then we said for now? Then. Now. Then. Yeah, and you did, and now you're asking if that was indeed the case. So, imagine our surprise.
Okay, well, you know how it is.
What? Yes, darling, we actually do know how it is. So that's the reason we said what to do. Now, do you recall, since you're this far down the rabbit hole, do you recall what you asked us to do? You don't have to tell us. We're asking, do you recall you asked us to do or perform a specific task that you wanted set oh complete? And we said, fine. And you were shocked. We did it right there. And you've been catching up ever since. That's okay. Now we're to this then now. Do you recall the feat that you asked us to conform to?
I'm not sure. No.
Sad.
I don't.
I could guess, but it's in a public forum, so I'm not sure I want to do that.
It's not a public forum, Barbara. There's only 10 of us here, 11 maybe. What the hell are you worried about?
Yeah, okay. Yes, I wanted to meet with Burns and Mark, especially Burns.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I wanted to be able to remember it. I mean, I want to have it in my awareness. I didn't want it to be like a dream. I wanted it to be real.
Good.
Is that what you're referring to?
Yes. So, and Pitbull told you what to do. Okay, so anyway, you wanted to meet. So bring your partner round and round. Pitbull told you what to do. See, we didn't even have to do it. We knew in advance. So we told you, we held timber before you got there. Yeah, at the tree line. It's going down. Now, she says it's going to be a night you won't remember. But you say you want to recall. So Pitbull told you what to do. Yes?
Well, I don't remember what he said. It was hard to hear.
But. Well, imagine that.
Timber.
So we can have a new
thing. I'm going down. I'm going something. It's going down. It's going down. I'm yelling timber.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Yes. See how this applies? See how it applies that you would make poor Pitbull have to go through this ridiculous song just so she can have this information right now? And there's some who do all the lyrics while you're at it.
I have them like Miley Cyrus, clothes off, twerking in their bras and thongs, timber, face down, booty up, timber. That's the way we like to what? Timber. I'm slicker than an oil spill. She says she won't, but I bet she will. Timber. Swing your partner round and round. End of the night, it's going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night, it's going down. Swing your partner round and round. End of the night, it's going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night, it's going down. It's going down. I'm yelling timber. You better move. You better dance. Let's make a night you won't remember. I'll be the one you won't forget.
What? What?
Be the one.
What?
I'll be the one you won't forget.
Well, isn't that handy? Now wait. Now keep. Now what did people say next? Look up in the sky. It's a bird. No, it's a plane. Nah, just me. Ain't a damn thing changed. Live in hotels, swing on planes, bless the state, money ain't a thing. Club jumping like LeBron now. Well, they order me another round. Homie, we about to clown. Why? Because it's about to go down.
Well, the plane went down.
Do going down. I'm yelling timber. Better move. Better dance.
So I'm supposed to move, and then I look to the sky, and I might see this plane going down?
That's what Pitbull seems to be trying to insinuate.
Okay, or is he just referring to what happened? And, I mean, how can I see Burns if I'm just going to see the plane going down, or
look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Nah, it's just me. Ain't a damn thing changed.
Ta-da.
Okay, not a damn thing changed, so I can see him in person.
Dude.
Okay, I'm doing it.
Live in hotel, swing on plane. So if you're looking for where to look for him. Live in hotel, swing on plane.
Barbara, say that you did it. Not you're doing it. You did it. It's already done.
I did it. Okay. I saw him.
It's describing what he thought at the time it happened.
Yeah. What was the part about the hotel? Live in the hotel?
Live in hotel, swing on plane. Just me, ain't a damn thing changed.
Earlier, Ian, when you said I'm in his world, you meant Burns's. That's what you're talking about?
Minus the Bob part. Bob is keeping you from it. The Bob part.
But I'll manage that and get through it. With respect.
Why? Because it's about to go down.
Is there anything I've missed? Anything else I need to ask about regarding this?
The then now or the now then that was then now that is now then? Those thens or the new thens? Or the new thens? Have the old thens now become now thens that were then now? Would be the answer to the question, yes?
I'm just going to say yes.
We can go with it. We all right. Ain't no penalty phase. It's okay. We thought we had this clear when we sent you to Eureka how many moons ago. And now you've made it to Eureka and you don't seem to know what you're doing. It seems odd to us.
No, I got it. You said the Indian Island. I got it. This is going to be the closure.
Okay. Then that's wonderful. It's going to be great fun because it's going down.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Make sure things are not always as they seem.
Do you want to expand on that?
Whoa, timber. Hey, whoa, it's going down. Whoa, timber, it's going down. Don't believe us, please,
okay.
Pitbull.
This is all a good thing. Regarding an anomaly, when I looked up the weather yesterday for Eureka on my iPhone, it said it was going to be 106, and that was crazy because Ferndale said 63, and it's only 15 miles away. And then I rebooted the next morning, and then it became the regular temperature because I was kind of freaking out because I didn't understand why it would be 106 and they're going to be here 4 days and work really well. Was that you doing that to my iPhone, or was that something else?
We are in the cloud. The iPhone reads the cloud, so it's very correct to assimilate that we would affect the cloud.
Also, when the earthquake hit in Napa, we were awake,
yes.
And I just turned on the weather channel, and it said the earthquake hit 40 miles southwest of Eureka.
Yes,
which,
that was the epicenter.
But that was not true because...
Yes, it is.
What is? The epicenter?
That is the epicenter. You better believe it. Honey, we had to get things right. You were coming, finally. Under circumstances, have been incredibly nice.
Okay, because right after that, they changed it. Because it happened in Napa, which was
We don't care what they did. They changed lots of things.
Okay. Eureka's like 250 miles away from Napa.
Joan Rivers decides that she wants to take a break and come play with us a little bit, and then they decided, no, they're just going to induce her into a coma, for Pete's sake.
Is Joan Rivers aware that she's in a coma, Ion?
No.
Where is she playing out her now?
No, she's just chilling. She's chilling.
Has she made a determination of her direction or destination, or just chilling, as you said, just chilling?
She's just chilling. That's right. She was having one more procedure, and it was a little bit too much anesthesia, which made it go click, and so... Okay. You wanted to go back and play with Jane Sanger, her husband.
Earlier we talked about RNA drops, and I think it was the glucose changing to a ribose that might possibly be analyzed by or found to be some form of derivative of ribose. Is it the eye cell that's responsible for changing the gluten in the barley to something else, or is the gluten transmuted?
No. It's a different kind of pentose class. You're trying to make it be a ribose, but it's not that type of pentose class.
Ion, Greg threw, he went from the ribose pentose business into gluten. His question was about gluten.
Well, we're not past pentose. You're hung there. Because, here's the thing. Ribose is soluble in water. Your sugar is not.
Is it soluble in alcohol?
No.
Oil?
No.
Well, what's left?
Negative pH.
Well, that white powder that sits, you know, that we got to just shake the jar until our wrists are sore to get it off the bottom of the container, that doesn't appear to be dissolvable. Is that what you're referring to, Ion?
It is indivisible except for negative pH.
How do we get to the negative pH?
You already have it. You just have an infinity of it.
We already have it in our systems?
You already have it in your world, but you don't know it, so you can't have it because you don't know it. People don't know what they like. They like what they know. So you didn't know what an iPhone was until it was. No one died of cancer until someone called it cancer. You didn't know what negative pH was until we even identified that it was such a thing. You had alkaline and acid, and that's where you stopped. Most ridiculous thing we ever heard of. And we said, hey, guys, wouldn't it be fun if you could have a negative pH? Well, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. You can't have a negative pH. It can't be a non-acid alkaline, and it can't be a non-alkaline acid. That's impossible. You can't have a deficiency of a potential for hydrogen. It's less than the potential for hydrogen. And then now you find out, guess what, you can. But who sunk it? But you had it all along. Now we told you. Now you're catching up to what you caught up to. So then the now is then. So then now. So, hey, I know. Here's the answer. Hey, Barbara, why are you over on City Island? Will you pick up some slides that's got some proof of negative pH and bring it on back home? It sure could use it back there at then, from there, on the Indian Island. Wouldn't that be cool?
Some slides of negative pH?
Yeah, and bring them back. You can get them through that barbed wire. You'll be all right.
Okay.
Yay.
Too clever by half, Ion.
Isn't clever at all. C-A-C-A-C-A-C-O-O-O-O-O.
You keep out of this, Carol. Not your field. This is Bob Wire. This is my area. This is my area. This is by his fireside chat.
Bob Dwyer, yeah, Bob Dwyer.
Am I supposed to pH testing pen to determine things like that?
But see, it's not about five carbon atoms, so no.
Okay.
It's like glucose, but it's not. And see, if you're coming back to it, just a regular five-body sugar, now they're dead. We buried them. That's C5H10O5. And that's that nucleic acid and the nucleotides, and that's the riboflavin component. And it's easy to confuse that, but you see, we've been pretty clear that it's C122H197O98. The 98 has changed to 9899, but now it's exactly 98 now. And that's another thing that you think is not in your world, but it is, because that has been created. And now you're being forced to acknowledge it, but you're not quite sure how. But that's okay, because it already is. Okay. When you got your first smartphone, it's smarter than you. That's why they call it a smartphone, because it was smarter than you. Isn't that cool? People buy smart houses, and it's just, the houses are just smarter than they are, so that's why it's a smart house. You want a dumb house, so you can be smarter than your house, or at least smarter than a stack of hammers. However, you find your smartphone is smarter than you, and then you spend the rest of your day trying to find out what all the things that the iPhone can do for you, okay? The smartphone, as it were. Then what happens is you figure it out, and the time you figure it out, they come up with a new one. You haven't even figured out what you got on the last one that you haven't done, that you didn't do, that you know it could do, that it could do for you, that you had to have, that you had to give a fortune for. So then all of a sudden you got to have a new one. And don't worry, because the Note 4 will be here on Wednesday.
And what's going to be here on Wednesday?
The Note 4. It's a phone.
That's,
Do we need it?
No one does.
I don't need any of
it. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hey, Evan. Where were you, Evan? We're trying to get
you. Oh, you know, I guess my learning curve on a headset, you know, I should know this stuff. And so I just had myself muted going, hello, speaking to myself.
Well, we kept telling you to push the other button. We kept saying push the other button. So I'm with that. So.
I could see you,
okay,
Evan.
That's
I
great,
could
that's
see
great.
You, and he was telling you what to do.
Hey. Well,
Evan, are you back to complain about the food poisoning you got from my dinner the other night?
Oh, are you kidding me, man? That was food enhancement.
Hey.
Did somebody get food poisoning?
No, I'm just joking. Just trying to get you to talk about it.
Okay. Oh, no, it was, I'm telling you, it was the phrase of the night is Bob's buying. And it was like, excellent. And these guys were ordering. Bob didn't know what he was, chatting, but these guys across the table were ordering like 18-year malt scotch that is like $40 a sip. They were just going to town. It was great, Bob. Glad to help you create some expenses for your write-offs. Anytime.
Right,
I would have phoned down for that.
Yeah, Evan can be distracted while Legend and Corbin and Andrew just ordered up the most expensive stuff, and Evan would tend to tell me about her baseball career or something.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. It was wonderful, Bob. It was really great, quite the convening of magnificent little Ionites and in L.A. Really groovy. So thank you so much for alerting me to your flyby.
Did you get past the little thing at Burton Way?
I'm trying to think of what that little thing could be.
Okay, if you're coming down from the Four Seasons and going toward Beverly Gardens, where the Hermitage is.
Oh, yes. Okay, coming back down Burton Way, going towards it, right?
That's
yes.
That's right. When you stepped out into Burton Way and you had that little anomaly, did it get solved for you?
You know what? I parked three different times.
We know. That's why we're asking.
Oh, yes, okay. That's right. That's right. Finally on Burton Way. Get out of the car.
And you had to climb through the barbed wire. Oh, wait. No, that's the other one. Wait a second. That's We're sure there were some barbed wires there, too. Okay, then let's do it the other way. Let's do it the other way. In the restroom, you know, when you went into the restroom.
Yes.
And you opened the door.
Right.
And you went in, and then you saw the mirror. Not the one in front of the sink, the one at the end of the wall. Do you notice anything odd there? You feel things, because you know how sensitive you are. Did you have any odd feelings other than the deliciousness that is being bobbed? We get that. But, I mean, past that, was there anything else? It was like a feeling place? Let's do it that way.
It had been just an intensely rough week. I just, like, quit my job abruptly on Monday, and I was still reeling in that. So I think I was really just trying to... Thank you. Yes, Ion. I am telling you, man, this was a huge, incredible anomaly that worked out, that confirmed.
It wasn't an anomaly. It was planned.
Well, I am so...
It wasn't a conspiracy, honey. You were pushed.
You know what? At that point, before I sent that little text message, it was just, in conventional sense, it was wrong, but it was right in the Ionic sense to do it. And I am just catapulted, huge albatross off, really amazing confirmation. Everything happened and came together so well.
Yay.
So when you sent off that email, that text, right after it, you got word that I was going to be in L.A.?
I think I knew, because it happened on Monday and you came Tuesday. So I think I knew over the weekend that you were coming, but I didn't know I was going to have to just radically change a timeline or a trajectory and save myself from hell and damnation of my choices.
Yeah, you had to quit. You had to quit your discomfort to get past the barbed wire, so you could be with us.
I mean, that crazy barbed wire.
Right, exactly. When I was sitting there with everybody and hearing about their experience, et cetera, I felt like a part of the group, even though I haven't been a part of your group, but I have been listening to the archives. Absolutely changed my life. It's like Bob started me with Radio Alchemy and ending me with Project Next, because I, you know, I'm not going to try and tell people anything. You know, I'm just.
And then you did the Radio Alchemy. You're doing the Radio Alchemy. And then you heard the original Alchemy, the Emerald Tablets.
You know what, Bob? The first time I played tape one, Roy of Hollywood freaked out.
Really?
Like, oh, yes. Oh, well, that was just a waste of airplay. What is this crap? Da, 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 da. And yes, he still has such a boner for you. Really,
yeah.
Just. And I said, look, man, you're just biased against Bob. But this is so important. And so I'm going to continue to do it, but I certainly need to do a lot of deep study and maybe try and talk with you another time to be able to watch your sit. But I have a question for Ion.
Okay, go.
There is a gentleman by the name of Trevor James Constable. He has developed through his study of Wilhelm Reich these rods a long time ago that do cloud busting. Now he's proven or developed these small little rods that are able to pull in weather systems. He's been so kind to give me one of these, and I really would like to affect the central. For one, let me ask Ion, what do you think of the devices that he has created?
I think you should be aware of what it will do.
What will it do?
You have them. You embrace them. What do they purport to do?
To bring in a weather system and create rain within a two-mile radius from the central.
We got central that. We got that. So the point, okay. So your point is these make it rain. Okay, but you don't have to have that contraption to do that. Make it rain, but you certainly can use that to make it rain. It's fine. You can use a dowsing rod, too.
Then how do you get it into a specific place, like in the Central Valley where this...
Intention.
Okay.
The same way if you see the cloud, you have to have intention before you see the cloud to make it rain. The same thing.
Does intention have language, or is it visual?
It's neither. It's aesthetic.
How do we understand and work intention?
Okay. We call it onious desire.
Okay.
It's where it begins. Let's say you see somebody really, really hot. I mean, they're like really hot, and you don't know if you can have them or not, or you want them or not, but all of a sudden there's just something delicious. You just want to lick them. You know, there's some people you just want to lick them. It don't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't figured that just yet, but at some point, it's like, it's on, okay? Well,
right.
that, and you haven't achieved it yet. It's not there yet. You don't know yet. And you might even have emotions and feelings that apply to it yet, but it's not real yet. But there's no doubt or question that that is, that you have spun something inside that says, aha, this is something I would like to pursue.
Very good.
Yeah. Once you get there, that's intention. And your rods that you're speaking of, they'll do that. That's not a problem. But, I mean, it won't be long until it won't rain anymore. We'll go to the, when done, it won't rain anymore.
What do you mean it won't rain anymore, sir?
You won't need rain anymore. There was a time on Earth when it didn't rain before the flood. You'll go back to a world where it will no longer rain again. Water will come up from the ground, not down from the sky.
Why won't the sun create evaporation for clouds and that whole system?
Because it won't work anymore. Because you're getting rid of oxygen.
So we need to reforest.
No, well, yeah, you are, but you're doing that. Don't worry, we got that part anyway. But that's not even the deal. Because, see, the carbon dioxide isn't even key either. You're not getting rid of it that way because it takes oxygen to make that. So, it changes everything. This changes the way photosynthesis applies. In a tea, tailless tea, gosh, Dr. Dean, that got that from a million years ago, the tale of tea, the details, the bill of particulars of how it changes all the symptoms and how it all changes. Back in the day when we were trying to convince the world that there was hydrogen, let alone that we were changing it, that you could have a half-life hydrogen that was stable. Astounding. But now, since Purple Blue, they have it as stable. They even acknowledge it as stable. They say, well, this is the half-life of 197, but yet it seems to hold its days.
So and what is Purple Blue, sir? What is Purple Blue, sir?
Fukushima, the nuclear power plant that blew in Japan. Fukushima, that's purple. You can thank Bob for that.